Keep It Esoteric. We are talking about love and relationships and everything terrible. And I, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time. It's going to be amazing. We're not going to cry. But yeah, I got inspo for this episode, basically asking my mom, hey mom, I'm not going to be with a guest today. What should I talk about? And while I was asking her about that, literally seconds before, we had a whole discussion about Shannon Sharp and mediocre men and how women will lower their standards and game playing in relationships. And she was just like, why don't you just make the episode all about what you're telling me? This is a topic I'm very, very passionate about. Not because of personal experience, but because it's also reached a lot of people in my life as well. And basically, learning from them is how I've kind of been able to navigate my own experiences in terms of love, relationships, and friendship. I will make a confession. You guys promised not to make fun of me. I've never been in a relationship before. Oh no. Yeah. I've never been in a relationship before. And sometimes I think to myself, like, dang, like, I'm lonely as hell. Like, low-key life is kind of boring. But then I think to myself, maybe life being boring right now is not totally a bad thing. only because I don't really know how I could handle life not being boring in terms of being in a relationship with someone. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I kind of wanted to start this episode with a very, very specific quote I gathered from one of my college acceptance essay, application essay ideas. It was, I desire to be sincere. I wrote that. I was going to put that in a college application essay. Like, wow, like, gosh, you're intense. But no, I don't really remember where the context of this quote is from because I grabbed it from my notes app and it was just one sentence. And it was, I desire to be sincere. And as I'm scrolling through my notes app, looking at all the little tidbits I'm writing, I find another quote, which is, I have learned to appreciate myself, and now it is my turn to let others know I appreciate them. And I think these two quotes counter essentially what has been kind of plaguing society right now in terms of relationships. So when you look up on TikTok or on Instagram or on YouTube how to attract the guy you like, or how to attract the girl you like, the person you like. Okay, so you gotta text them at midnight, but you can't reply. Wait 3 seconds, 3 seconds, and 3 hours to reply to them. And then when they reply to them, you wanna make sure that your response is no more than 3.5 syllables, see? And then from there on, you're gonna basically count in your head, count to 25, five times before you respond. And it's just like a bunch of games. Like, where is the sincerity? Where is the genuinity anymore? Like, are you trying to attract the guy you like, or are you trying to prevent yourself from being embarrassed? Are you trying to attract the guy you like, or are you trying to prevent yourself from being hurt? Are you trying to win a game, or are you trying to love someone? And that's a question I think a lot of people have to ask themselves. I think that's a question that if a lot of people did ask themselves, they would say, either I don't know, or I don't care. And there's a lot of people that are very, very self-aware, that know why they do the things they do. And then within those group of people, there are people that are actively trying to change. And then there are people who completely are self-aware of what they're doing and don't care at all. And I think that's one of the most daunting things about relationships. If you've ever been hurt before in a relationship, this is not a gender-specific thing. If you have just been hurt before in a relationship, you can really analyze the person that you interacted with basically asking yourself, are they self-aware? And if so, do they care? And when you find that answer out, I assure you, your perception of them will change. Well, it will change. Will your actions change? Well, that is not for me to tell you. but I kind of went through something like this similarly in high school, with this one dude, this light skin. Oh my God. Yep. And he was very, very absurdly self-aware of his actions. I would tell him, I was like, Carrie Bradshaw, you hurt me. And he'd be like, but we was just friends though. And I don't know what it took. I don't know when the switch flipped, but I don't know when it happened. But I think after a certain point of playing the games and being deluded and trying to get him to care about something that he couldn't care about, I just finally decided to just leave. So I blocked him. I blocked our mutual friend because, it's messy. But I blocked both of them, and then I moved on with my life. I was working a lot. I was focusing on college apps. I was getting into the colleges I wanted. I was meeting people. I was in meetings. I was doing a bunch of bad bitch shit. And all of a sudden, I hear this aggravating, deteriorating voice. All of a sudden, he started reversing his behaviors, turning into the person who I first met. And ain't that some bullshit? I mean, pardon my, excuse my French, but isn't that so funny how when I finally stopped entertaining the BS was when he decided to act right? Now, that doesn't mean he actually did care about acting right. Because I don't think he did. I don't think he had it in him to actually care. I think he just wanted to toy with me some more. Because he got bored. Or the other person he was talking to wasn't giving him the attention that he wanted. Or he wasn't sure if other people he wanted to talk to was going to put up with his BS. So he probably was thinking, yeah, let me just go back to Dominique. Because maybe she's, you know, forgiving me. Maybe she hasn't learned her lesson. This is how people will think. This is how people think. People are very, very intentional with their actions, and they're very, very aware, subconsciously and consciously, they're aware. And so I knew the hustle. I knew what he was trying to do. I didn't entertain it even more, but I still needed closure. Why did I need closure? Because I wasn't confident or patient enough to give it to myself. So again, I went back to the Carrie Bradshaw Sex in the City tendencies. And I was like, I need to have a discussion with you. This was the last day of school, before graduation, where I was never going to see him ever again. And I knew that I probably was never going to talk to him ever again. And I basically, what did I say? I remember I didn't say what I wanted. I remember saying something along the lines of, why did you decide to change now? When you could have been putting in your all into this connection from the start. Why now? When I stopped talking to you, when we're about to leave forever, when we're about to go to opposite sides of the country, why now? And when I asked him that, I think he said, because I thought you were never going to talk to me again. And he was right, but still, that's not an answer. That's not an answer, because that was for me to choose anyways. And if you had put in the effort, that wouldn't have been an option, right? I don't think that was really what he meant. I think what he meant was because I was about to lose this game I was trying to play, which was to see how can I project my insecurities and my trauma onto this person without having to deal with it myself, alone. I'm going to put myself in these talking stages, put myself in these shoddy relationships, fake relationships, and see what I can get out of these people instead of dealing with what's going on within myself. And to that response, He was like, I thought you were going to never talk to me again. I said, well, you should have gone after what you wanted. He didn't want me, though. That's the thing. He didn't know what he wanted. That's why people act like that. Because they don't know what they want. They don't know themselves. So when I said, you should have gone after what you wanted then, expecting that to be me, he probably was thinking to himself, well, I don't know what I want. It's definitely not you. Hell, I don't know what I want. And I said goodbye to him. We left on good terms. We left on undefinable terms, like the end of a A24 horror movie. But I drove away, and I never talked to him ever again. I remember at graduation, I was walking around talking to friends, and at one point, he was literally 2 feet away from me, and I did not talk to him. I looked at him, expecting him to look back at me. We didn't talk ever again. I don't even think he has Instagram anymore, but I low-key, I did find his, see, he went private. But I just stalk him a little bit. Okay, we'll just ignore that. But no, a part of me is still... Well, when I first got into college, a part of me was still hung up on that situation. And I think a part of me still is. I'll admit it. I'll be honest. But I think entering college was gonna be a time where I completely and utterly avoided the bullshit. No more light skins, no more no more tall people with 3A hair. No more mixed kids. No more of that. No. But still, I wasn't completely and totally healed. I think my goal was in college was to avoid those situations so I could get my lick back. Because I felt like I hadn't gotten my lick back. So I wanted college to be the time where I could deal with people like this person, but then get back at them somehow. I don't know, either, you know, ghost them before they ghosted me, or, you know, become the dominant manipulator, become the gaslighter, whatever. I thought I had it in me. I don't have it in me. But that goes back to the kind of playing games culture that there is in this society, where it'll be like, oh, he cheated on you, then you should cheat back. Or, you think he did this to you, then you need to do this to him, hurt him too. Men like it when women are mean to them. Men like it when you don't compliment them, and women like it when you mean to them too, and you gotta take her down a notch because, you know, when insecure women, they'll do, it's just like the games, man. It's like, what happened to genuine connection? And you cannot tell me that people still don't feel genuine connection. I don't believe that. But one thing I will believe is that some people are very, very good at hiding and burying their inner feelings for someone. I was a pro at that. I still kind of am. Because I've been hurt before. Which is exactly why people are so good at it. Because hurt people are able to kind of conceal the most vulnerable parts of themselves to prevent them from getting hurt more. Which is why some people will put up a defense by playing these games, being emotionally unavailable. And to those people, I say, first recognize that you are hurt, and then try to fix it. And to the people dealing with people like that, I would say, to you, to the people that are dealing with hurt people, recognize that they are hurt and then leave. You cannot fix people. You cannot heal people. You cannot change people. You are not responsible for people. No matter what they are going through, if it does not serve you, if it is something that you have to sacrifice your well-being for, a relationship, a friendship, a family member, it's not your responsibility. It's theirs. Are there some exceptions to the rule? Of course. Of course there are. But you are not responsible for other people's healings. So if you are dealing with someone that you know has gone through trauma, they know they have gone through trauma, yet nothing in the situation is serving you, what are you there for? Are you trying to genuinely love this person, or are you afraid to leave because you might actually have to be alone and navigate through things by yourself? Or are you with this person because you want to prove to the world, whoever, that you can help people and you can fix people and that you can be a good influence on someone? I think I'm that one. I think I'm the latter. I think I have a whole thing about helping people and digging people out of their mess because I know that I am strong enough to have gone through my own stuff and gotten myself out of my own stuff, where I can give a lot of good advice and I can be that positive energy in someone's life. But that only goes so far as when you start to realize you're turning into the person that you don't want to be. You start to turn into the person that you're supposed to be helping and quote-unquote fixing. You start to adopt those behaviors and adopt that energy to the point where you become unrecognizable. So you stay in relationships like that. Because now you've lost yourself. And this takes me to another quote I wrote from one of my college application essay ideas. And this quote says, "Try not to become the person you hate." So I think it's important to remember when you're trying to do a lot of inner work, inner reflection, inner healing. What are the qualities that you see in other people that you judge so much? I'm a very judgmental person, I'll admit that. And there are a lot of qualities I see in people that I will call people out on or talk about people with like other people about. Like, oh, this person's weird, like, they're fake, or they don't know that maybe they weren't loved enough when they were a child, and I start to understand that these are behaviors that I don't like in other people. But I'm spending so much time talking about them that I don't realize that some of those behaviors are what I have in myself. So I ask myself the question, why am I even attracting people like that? There must be something that we have in common for me to be around them so much all the time. What is it? What is attracting me to people like that to the point where I am always judging people and complaining about people? And is there something within me that needs to be fixed too? And the answer is always yes. The answer is always yes. Because at the end of the day, only you can control your actions and how you feel about other people. Other people can't do that. So, that takes uncovering a lot of hard truths about yourself. How there might be some things within your childhood upbringing that is why you act the way you do, or why you are attracted to certain types of people, or why you have a pattern in your relationships, in your love life, in your friends, in your family, whatever, that does not serve you. Why is that there? It's hard. It's difficult. It's not easy. And it's definitely not a linear path where you're going to constantly make the best decisions. Because sometimes, like, I like to think of it of like working out, right? So like you've worked out, let's say a whole week straight, and you've eaten healthy a whole week straight. And you're like, you know what, I think I deserve a treat. I'm gonna have one serving of this ice cream. And then you start to convince yourself, you know what, no. I've worked hard, I need even more. I deserve this, I need even more. No, I think I should have some more. And then you remember that you kind of blacked out and just ate a whole pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream by yourself. After you've convinced yourself that you deserve it. I mean, what you do. I mean, good job. Kudos to you. But what I'm trying to say is that our brain likes to make us forget things very, very easily for the sake of proving ourselves right. So you can be on this healing journey, making all the right decisions, blocking all these toxic people, hanging around only positive light, positive energies. You're happy, everyone's happy, and then the moment you see someone that's really attractive, and you're like, wait a minute, I trust myself. I know what I'm doing. I can make good decisions. This will only be a fun thing. I can handle that. I got it. And then now you're crying at 2 a.m. to your friend about how this person ghosted you and how you're sick and tired of love and how you're just going to give up and you're going to be single forever and have your villain era in your whole phase. It's not linear. It's not a linear path. You're going to make mistakes. It's an up and down journey. But what you need to realize is that the universe will give you the same lesson if it has to. And it will make an example out of you if it has to. If you don't believe and take the lesson the first time, the universe will give you another shot. And if you don't take it that time, they'll give you another shot. Figuratively, of course. It's up to you to decide whether you want to learn those lessons or not. But once you finally decided, I've had enough, I'm done, I'm good. I'm done with the light skins. I'm good. Oh, wait, what is it? Every villain is light skin. Okay, I'm done. But anyways, and I can say that as a light skin myself, I can say that. But when you finally decided, no, I'm done, you end up like me. You're bored. You're a little bit lonely. You start to find very, very questionable people attractive. You start to see certain people in a different light where you're like, yeah, you know, he got a little size. And then you're like, whoa, I'm just bored. And you're like, dang, man, I wish I had something, man. I'll take anything at this point. But then you wait just a little bit longer to get that text from your friend or whatever. And it's like, man, I'm going through a lot right now. Like, this person I like is not texting me back. Like, this person I like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, we hooked up and they're not talking to me anymore. And I'm just like, you know, you start to realize that maybe solitude is a good place for you at the moment. Maybe you're not being granted these opportunities because at the moment you're not fit enough to handle stuff like that. You might, when you're older, and that's probably when you're going to start having those interactions. But right now, you're not ready. You're young. You're in college. You got to focus on not failing Spanish. Maybe that's just me. But you're not fit for that right now. So yes, you're going to be bored. You're going to be lonely. You're going to be looking at couples walking around like, dang, I wish I could have what they have. But you don't know what they have. You only know what it looks like on the outside. So remember that when you're feeling like you should just send that text. Or when you're feeling like you should double back and swing back and spin the block. Think about that before you do that. Do you want to go through that cycle again? Do you want to prove others right and that you don't have the self-respect that they know you don't have? Do you want to be embarrassed again? We have this overconfidence that this stuff won't happen to us because we've learned our lesson the first time. Like I said, the brain is a very powerful thing. We can convince ourselves anything, but we will eventually get proven wrong again. So that takes me to my next thing. How do we prevent these problems? Well, I dived into it a little bit about self-reflection and everything, and healing with your crystals and your tarot cards. But genuinely, find out what you like. How do you do that? You don't do that by talking to other people. Other people don't know what you like. I mean, not if they don't know you well. Find out what you like. This is gonna sound so cliche, but spend a day by yourself and do whatever the hell you want. I remember I went to this Brazilian truffle spot down the street. And then I went to CVS and I bought a bunch of makeup. And then I did some nails. And then I scrolled on TikTok for a bunch of time. I got dressed up in this really, really cute outfit. And then I went to this event that was happening in the evening. And then, and I auditioned for this play. I did whatever the hell I wanted. No one stopping me. No one dictating what time or when I went to things or whatever. I did whatever I wanted. And I realized that I like it when I can go to events that promote creativity, to places that have good food, bomb food, and I love having quality time to myself. That's one thing I found out, is that being alone is not that bad when you try it out for a little bit, right? When you have the freedom to do whatever you want, I'll say that, it's not that bad. Would it be even better if I had someone doing those things with me? Of course. Of course it would. But I don't have that right now. Right now, I have myself. And I know what I like. And I can give that to myself. So, I am not going to settle for someone who cannot give that to me. If you cannot provide to me what I provide to myself, you don't get to be in this life. You don't get to be in my life. No ma'am, no ma'am, no ma'am. Find that out for yourself. What do you like? What do you like to participate in? What hobbies do you like? What special interests do you have? And really, really cater to yourself with those things. If there's an album that you've been wanting to buy, if there's a new drink from Starbucks you want to buy, whatever it is, there's a new book you want. If you've been really, really dying to go to this really weird, obscure place in your college campus, whatever. Do it. Experience it, take it in, and then you'll finally realize, this is what I want. And once you know what you want, you will be able to decide who and who not can partake in your energy, in your life. And that's how you avoid the bullshit, the games. When you finally find out what you want. What you want from yourself, what you expect from yourself. Expect that from others as well. It's hard, because you might start to see yourself distancing yourself from other people. Certain friends that aren't providing you with what you want. Certain people that aren't serving you. You start to realize that sometimes little jokes are really more rooted in truth than they really seem, and that this person might not just be joking, but they might genuinely dislike you and hate you. and when you notice things like that, take a step back. Back away. And when you back away, move on. Focus on yourself. Keep doing what you want. And watch how those people come back. Just watch. It'll be really, really funny. Sometimes it'll be a text back. Sometimes it'll be certain acts of service that happened to me in high school when he started doing little acts of service for me, like he was supposed to make everything better. Sometimes it'll be, you start to see them at the gym the same time that you go to the gym when you've never seen them before. Or sometimes you start to see them walking this very specific way to their classes when you've never seen them at that time at their going to their classes before. It's never by coincidence, babe. No. It's really not. When that happens, you start to see really what people's true intentions were. Their intentions were never to actually give in to you. Their intentions were to keep you around, however method they could. The nagging didn't work at first. The insults didn't work at first. The jokes didn't work at first. So now they're going to try a different method. They're going to start watching you, looking at your social media, stalking you a little. They might not even approach you, but as long as they can see where you are, they still can have that hold on you. And while that happens, you better be doing everything that you want. You better be putting into yourself. You better be transforming yourself. I don't know. You know what I learned how to do? I learned how to flat twist. I'm about to learn how to cornrow. Don't worry, y'all. I was about to get there. I recently just did my brother's hair. I did a retwist on his. That was so satisfying. And I was really trying to perfect my retwisting technique. I started doing my makeup differently. I got new products. My hair has been growing. I've been going to the gym more. Like, I really have started to put into myself. And the one thing I know is that the more I put into myself and the more energy I put into myself, that energy will definitely come back in a different way, in a better way. A way way more better than what your college campus has to offer in terms of relationships or whatever Gen Z 18-year-old, 19-year-old you're thinking is going to be the one. oh God, that sounded so dark and bitchy. Sorry. That was a little intrusive thought. No. Seriously. Things will get better once you start to recognize these things within yourself and slowly distancing yourself from the things that don't serve you. Now, let's just say, you know, you've established your standards, you refuse to settle, you've dodged all the talking stages possible, and you found the person, you found your one, right? Starts off really, really nice and beautiful. Y'all are putting into each other. They have all the good qualities of you and more. They challenge you. They are funny. They're whatever. They let you have your alone time when you need it. They can understand your forms of communication very well. But then, you know, like some relationships do, it starts to get a little rocky. And you're like, should I break up with them? Or should I wait for them to break up with me? Or I don't know if I really like this anymore. Maybe we should just stay. But I'm not really good at communicating, so we're not going to stay. Like, we're not going to talk this out. It's just going to fester. Like, what should I do? So, in terms of navigating breakups, the one thing I will always say to my friend whenever she's like, oh, like, so-and-so did this to me, I don't know if I really like it, I'm like, leave him! Break up with him! You don't need him anymore. It's never that easy, trust me. Oh gosh, I went through it too. It's never that easy because one of the main things that prevents breakups is time. Time. It's, I put so much time into this relationship, we've put in so much effort to this relationship, why would we stop now? Even if it is rocky, what if this is just a rough patch? What if we can get through it? Why stop now? Okay, fair point. That's how you feel. How do your friends feel? How do your family members feel about the relationship? Because I assure you, their perception of the relationship might be a little different than what you think. It might be, well, you might think that, but you were complaining to me about him the other day, and it seemed like you really wanted to break up with him. You're probably going to continue to do that anyway, so I'd say this right now, just cut it off while you still can. The mind is playing tricks on you again, right? So, what can you do? You can either go out. It's going to be hard. It's going to be rough. You're not going to feel closure. You're probably going to feel like y'all got unfinished business. You can take the initiative, though, and be completely honest and say, hey, right now we're not on the same path. We're not on the same journey. We're not on the same wavelength, to keep it in very, very, very cringy terms. And you can just be like, it's not a you thing, even though it probably is, but still, like I said, it's not a you thing, but right now I just don't think it's the right time. And you can leave. You laid your cards on the table. You didn't say anything to make them feel vilified or demonized if it wasn't their fault. And you can go out. And they might be sad. You might be sad. But as long as you didn't let the relationship turn into something you hated, or them turn into someone you hate, or you turn into someone you hate, or vice versa, you were able to leave it peacefully. As peacefully as possible. Or you can be like some people and be like, you know what, I really don't like this relationship, but I am too cowardly to take the accountability, so I'm gonna do some fucked up shit to the point where they have no choice but to break up with me. And to that, to people like that, I say rewind this episode when it comes out and listen to the first like 20 minutes, alright? That's your answer. What happened during your childhood is what I would ask them. People like that, I'm just like, wow, like, you don't need to be in a relationship, period. So hopefully, if they break up with you, you decide to take a break, sit this one out, retire for a little bit. People will do that too. Now, let's say if you happen to be the one who doesn't want to leave the relationship. You think that everything is perfect, you think that everything is fine, and this person is just not, you could tell they're not there. They're not really responding as quickly as usual. When you talk to them, it seems like you're the only one who's talking, like you're talking to a brick wall. You can feel the fakeness in their laughs, the fakeness in their responses. You just don't see the spark is there. But, again, you put in so much time and effort. Why leave now? So you're just going to wait. You're going to start to quiet. You're going to shut up. You're going to start to pander more to their needs. What is there anything I can change about myself so that you can stay, even though you've left the relationship long ago? What is it that you're fighting for again? Ask yourself, what are you fighting for? Are you fighting to be loved by someone? Are you fighting so that you can't be alone? And to those things, I'd say, what happens if they're not there? What are you gonna do? Because think back to when you did not know them, when you didn't know them. How were you before you were in this relationship? Were you a fine person? Were you perfectly okay with how your life was? So why let someone change you to the point where you can't be by yourself anymore? That's not a relationship that serves you in any way. I don't care what the good moments might look like. If you cannot be without that person how you were before you met them, something within you, something within your brain chemistry changed. And now you're an anxious attachment. You have an anxious attachment style. I don't want to say now. You probably always did. But still. That's dangerous. Because then this person now can do whatever the hell they want, knowing that you will still stay. That's terrible. And when you start to see the blatant disrespect that can come out of relationships like that, it's daunting. Because it can start with cheating, and then it can turn to something way, 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 way worse. So, if you realize that a relationship is going awry, but you're not ready to give up yet, realize that there is nothing that you can do. You are only one person in a two-person relationship. If you are putting in your all and the other person is not, they're checked out. They've broken up with you already. They're just too cowardly again to say it. That decision is up to you. You cannot fix a relationship, but you damn sure can save the rest of your time finding out something better to do. So leave. It's gonna hurt. And you know what? You might leave and they might move on with someone in less than 2 weeks afterwards. And you could be like, damn, did that mean nothing to you? And the answer I'm gonna tell you is, no, it did. It definitely did mean something to them. Like I said, people will lie. People will be like, man, I didn't like her anyways. I didn't like them anyways. People will say that they're an anxious, avoidant attachment, whatever, to justify how they are the way they are. But in reality, I do think they still loved you. I think they still cared about you. It's just that you are not responsible for their healing. So you could not be the person that they were seeking. They wanted someone to fully rip them out of their trauma, of their bad habits, of their terrible outlook on life. But they don't even know that that's not possible. You couldn't do it. So, they took it out on you. Not your fault. So leave. Let them put that shit onto someone else. They'll learn their lesson. Shit. And while they're learning their lesson, you better be doing whatever the hell you want. Eating all the pints of Ben and Jerry's ice cream you want. Huh. But yeah. And you know what? I say all this. What did I say in the beginning? I've never been in a relationship. So you know what? If you take my advice and everything goes to shit, it's not my fault. All right? It's not my fault. This is rookie. I don't know what I'm talking about, okay? But I do know a fair share of experiences that are very, very close to mine, where I've been able to kind of learn from them. I want to take it kind of back to my beginning quote that I said, where I said, I desire to be sincere. To people, no matter what gender, no matter what sexuality you are, if you are listening, I want you to know that don't ever let anyone rip you out of your softness, of your kindness, of your lovingness. That's not a word, I just made it up. But still, don't ever let someone rip you out of that because of an ego issue you might have. Where you're like, you know what, this blatant disrespect that has happened to me, I need to get back at them, I'm gonna do this. Or, I don't want to be hurt again, so I'm going to adopt this behavior. Don't ever let anyone rip you out of that. Because you would just be adding on to the sea of toxicity that is already in the dating pool right now in this world. We need more people that are sincere. Please, I beg. Please. Stay yourself. Continue to love. Learn however many lessons you have to. Get hurt however many times you have to learn those hard lessons about what love you deserve and what love you can give to people and what potential you have to be in a great relationship. It's not easy. Like I said, it's not a linear journey, but it is possible. And I guess to leave it off on a good note, ambiguous note, how I feel right now in terms of what potential I have in a relationship or what's for me in the future, I see a future with someone that is probably not at my school, but it's probably not even from the state that my school is in. That's probably not even from my home state. That's probably not even from this country. But I see a future with someone that will be exactly what I wanted because I put in the time to learn my lessons and to find out the love that I deserve. And until I find that love, no one will be wasting my time. Amen! Hallelujah. Have hope. The love of your life is probably not within your small-ass town of 10,000 people, okay? There's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of world to explore. And there's a lot of things to learn. So, with that, it's a short episode, but my brain is pooped. I gotta finish a nail set. So, I will say with that, thank you so much for listening to this fourth episode of Keep It Esoteric. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, day, morning, whatever you're listening to. Okay, bye!